Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the live podcast this morning. My name is Michael Van Tool. The show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of the Queen of Car Loans, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. And I want to welcome our newest sponsor, Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate, and she can be reached at 248-909-9711. Brenda D. Davis, welcome to the Sunday Morning Sponsor Team. All right, the Sunday Morning Team is here. Let's start off with a young lady who we've missed over the past few weeks. She's been busy working, our political analyst and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing Sunday Morning Team. Good morning and happy holiday to all the citizens in the city of Detroit.
I am so excited. Welcome back, Henrietta. And the whole team is here this morning. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday Morning Team, and good morning, Detroit, and Merry Christmas to everyone listening.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, yes. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning to our Sunday Morning Team. It's so great to hear Henrietta's voice. We missed you over the last few weeks. And good morning to our listening audience.
And chaplain at the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Michael. Good morning to the whole team today. And good morning to Detroit.
I am so excited. Yes, I am so excited. You all sound great. We are ready for a great show this morning. Let me give out, of course, let me tell you, first of all, we got news and the latest news and weather coming up. Missionary Humphrey's on vacation. She may call in, I'm not sure, but we'll find out in about 25 minutes. But she did call me today, and she did call me a couple of days ago and say that she was heading out of town. So we'll see what happens. Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, if you were thinking about buying a new car, here's the number, 248-218-9808. 248-218-9808 for Regina, the Queen of Car Loans at Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet. I had a nice conversation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, this week. Not only is he a personal injury attorney and specialist, he's also handles civil litigations, breach of contract, guardianships, conservatorship, deceased estates, creations of living wills, power of attorney and trust, and so much more. Here's the number for super lawyer Johnny Hawkins, 248-567-9990. All right, when we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather, and one of those topics I'm going to throw out to the Sunday Morning Team this morning, like I did last week, and see what you guys think about Okay, the topic, and we're going to talk about it later. Are there any lesser sins? Are there any greater or lesser sins? We're going to talk about that, you know, like a white lie and things like that. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But we're going to go for news and weather. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is
welcome
going
back.
To be all right.
Good morning. Thank you for those of you listening online and on the phones. In the news this morning, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, the anti-apartheid leader and voice of social justice, died today at 90 years old. The South African Anglican cleric was also a Nobel Peace Prize winner. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa expressed his condolences to the family and friends. He was a man of extraordinary intellect, integrity, and invincibility, especially against the forces of apartheid, he said. For six decades, Archbishop Tutu was one of the strongest forces in the battle against racist segregation laws in South Africa. According to the Washington Post, cruise passengers on holiday say they are sailing on a petri dish filled with COVID. Cruise ships are once again a breeding ground for COVID-19. Some ports are turning away ships like the Carnival Freedom. At least four other ships were redirected as a result of coronavirus outbreaks. Despite beefed up precautions, vaccinations, testing, and cleaning, some guests complain that it's a super spreader event on the open seas. According to Yahoo News, former newscaster and Detroit City Council President Charles Pugh was released from prison this week after serving 5.5 years for two felony counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct with a child under 16. He was met by friends and family at Bellamy Creek Correctional Facility in Ionia, Michigan. In rare comments, Pugh admitted to the Detroit Free Press that what I did was wrong. It is something that is indefensible. It was wrong, and I shouldn't have done it. In a 2016 plea deal, Charles Pugh avoided three more serious counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, which could have brought him life in prison. Israeli forces have found a way to make soldiers invisible to enemy forces. Israeli soldiers have been issued new camouflage material called Kit 300. Kit 300 is a thermal visual concealment using advanced materials that block a soldier's body heat. This new camouflage material could give Israeli and NATO forces an important nighttime advantage. Henrietta Ivey, let's go with you first.
Well, you know, I want to first say my condolences to Bishop Tutu's family. You know, that's just, I that was the first I've heard of it. So when you said it, kind of hit me in my chest, like, oh, wow, you know.
Yeah.
He was just instrumental, strong, dynamic political leader for South Africans and people across the world.
Yes.
His stands were always just, you know, powerful, and he spoke truth to power, and he was just one of those figures that at 90, we'd say 93 years old, he gave a
90.
Lot of his life.
Yeah,
he
90.
Gave his, literally
yep.
gave his life to change, and I am more than happy to not even know him personally, but to know of his work. So my condolences to his family. It's, you know, so much going on out here right now, Michael. We're still dealing with the redistricting of the maps. It's so important that, and again, I'll say this out loud, it's so important for the citizens to get involved and speak their mind about this redistricting. If many know, and if those who don't know, this is going to shift the power change in the city of Detroit and across the state of Michigan when it comes to leadership that represents people who look like us. And that is, our voting power can change drastically.
Yes.
It's just so important that people get involved, get on those websites, look at those maps, talk to someone who knows about the map, as I am still learning a lot about it too, and I've gained a lot of knowledge about it. So we are still dealing with that. And Trump is making some type of a appearance this week, I believe, in regards to, I don't know if it's him running for the 2024 election.
No,
yeah,
he wants to say
6th,
something
sorry.
About January 6th of the
yeah,
attempted overthrow.
He wants to talk about that. And what I'm noticing, I see a lot of his supporters are rising back up again. So that's something that we know. I tell everybody to be watching, you know, try to get some information. You know, listen to what he has to say. I know there are a lot of people who, you know, just don't want to hear. But I always say, listen to your enemy, because they could tell you some very important information that could save your life. And one of his supporters passed away, one of the podcasters who was really against the vaccination. I kind of think of the guy's name. He's a podcaster. I had his name on the tip of my tongue, but he passed away today from other day from complications of COVID. I mentioned that because I want people to understand that this virus is very, 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 very real. Very real. If you're not going to vaccinate, protect yourself. If you use precaution, because you have to understand it is not about just your decision. It's about your decision and how it affects other people moving forward. So that, you know, I want to say that if you're not vaccinated, that's your choice, but please continue to use precautions and please check and make sure that you do not have the virus, asymptomatic symptoms, just to save other people's lives. Because I as a mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, I am really tired of hearing about family members catching COVID. Like, I just got a call yesterday from my sister to the hospital. She has COVID. So it's real. It's real out here, and I want everyone to know that, is, you know, please use some kind of precaution, take some kind of measure, so we can get through this mess. It's getting to be very stressful again, and I just want to let people know, just please, just think of others, if not yourself.
Great. Well, thank you so much for that, for those words and your input. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. So
Christmas
I know many
you.
Of us, thank you. I know many of us yesterday had great food. And so now mm-hmm. we're all looking towards the new year, and we're like, ooh, you know, that sweet potato pie, it was great. Maybe that chocolate cake, I'm just talking about what I like. Or that cheesecake or whatever that you had. Now
I think you just named two things that we had yesterday. So keep going. This already involves me.
Exactly. And so now we're looking towards the new year for resolutions. And I want us to think about the article that I'm going to read to us today. Keeping active can reduce the risk of dementia, scientists find. So we got to keep active. Older adults who participate in a variety of different activities are able to reduce their risk of developing dementia, according to a new study. The team at Simon Fraser University found that engaging in a combination of hobbies such as light exercise and connecting with loved ones can reduce memory decline in adults between the ages of 65 and 89 more than any individual activity. Their findings show that the effects of engaging in a combination of activities increased with age and was more impactful than historical factors such as education level or baseline memory. The study examined data from the National Institute on Aging's Health and Retirement Study and included 3,210 participants aged 65 to 89. Study participants were asked how often they engaged in 33 activities from never to at least once a month to several times a month up to daily. Researchers created a machine learning model to analyze the activities' impact on memory. The activities range from hobbies such as baking or cooking, reading, playing cards and games, to walking for 20 minutes, or socializing with family and friends through letters, emails, phone calls, or in-person visits. Our study results show that the risk of developing dementia can be reduced through a combination of active daily activities. Things like using a computer and playing word games, the study co-author Sylvan Moreno, an associate professor at SFU School of Interactive Arts and Technology and CEO, scientific director of the Digital Health Circle based at SFU. Scientists believe that genetics were the main factor influencing cognitive health, but our findings show the reverse. With age, your choice of daily activity is more important than your genetics or your current cognitive skills, Moreno adds. The researchers suggest their study results published in the Journal of Aging could have a significant impact on aging health policies, including promoting new social prescribing programs to help older adults keep mentally active in their senior years. Social prescribing involves connecting older adults to a range of activities in the community, such as gardening, art classes, or volunteering. Older adults are more at risk of developing dementia and other neurodegenerative disorders for which there is no cure, which is why prevention is so important. Their research demonstrates that strategies for prevention are effective and a social prescribing approach to healthcare can help people maintain healthy cognitive ability. And, of course, I have to leave us with the scripture. So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Don't you know that you have the Holy Spirit from God and you don't belong to yourselves? We have to take care of what God has given us, and that's our bodies. So not only is it spiritually good for us, it's also physically and mentally good for us to do the same.
I'm glad you shared that this morning because it's you know, and of course, Henrietta, you deal with this on a daily basis. You're right on the front lines of this, that this stuff creeps up on you. It creeps up on you. And and some people try to hang on and make notes and things like that. My dad has dementia right now. And, he, you know, it started off, you know, and y'all might have heard the story before. It was a humorous event because the family, we were over at my mom and dad's in Illinois maybe about 15 years ago. And my dad, he got up from the table. We were eating dinner. He got up from the table and looked out the window, and he said, somebody parked a truck in our driveway. And we said, that's yours. That's yours. And, and you know, we laughed. But God knew what he was doing because it was so serious. We would have been crying if we realized what was happening. But we laughed. It was a joke. And then he got up again later and went back again and said, there they go again. They're parked in our driveway. And we said, no, that's your truck. That's when we realized something was wrong. But if we did not, if we didn't make a joke about it, we would have been all crying and depressed that day. That little laughter helped us. But of course, he still has it to this day. There's no cure. But you know, I worry about that, but you know, I guess I shouldn't be worried about it. You know, you know, you pray about things. It could happen to anybody.
That's right.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It can happen to anybody. Thanks for bringing that up. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I know it's the day after, but Merry Christmas. It's still the
Merry
holiday
Christmas.
Weekend. Again, it's good to hear Henrietta's voice, and it's just good to be on this morning with the Sunday morning team. We only have a few days left until the end of the year, and we talk about how time has just sped by. It's moved at the same pace it always has, but it just seems like it's just moving so swiftly, so important. One of the things that I thought about more was our gift. And so this is big.
You're fading out a little bit, Evangelist. You're fading out a little bit, yeah.
Is this better?
Yes.
Is it better now?
Yes, it's better.
Okay, apologize for that. One of the things that I thought about today was gifts. And we talk about it a lot this holiday season. You know, the kids are talking about what they're going to get for Christmas, and then they talk with their cousins and their friends, and, you know, now mostly through social media for those students that are in school, but they talk about all the things that they're going to receive and what they want to receive. And oftentimes, you know, the preachers, and we have a few preachers on this line here, to talk about, well, the real reason for Christmas. Reverend Van Tool.
Oh, we starting early now. Okay, keep going.
Someone has to start it, but we talk about, you know, the real meaning of Christmas and it being Christ, and I agree with all of that. But one of the things that came to my mind was Romans 12:6, and it talks about the varying gifts that we receive when we are believers. So it talks about the prophetic ministry, talks about teaching and exhorting. It talks about the speaking gifts and then the hands-on gifts, the ministry of helps, mercy, faith, discernment of spirits, and managing and giving. It talks about all those things. So my question to the people today, I know that maybe you've given a natural gift. Maybe you went out shopping and emptied your account, or you maxed out your credit card just to give someone a gift. But what gift did God place inside of you. I know that many of us proclaim, you know, that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us that leads us and guides us, and what an amazing gift. But there are other gifts that he's given the believer so that they can execute in the earth for the building of the kingdom, to increase the kingdom, to encourage others, to help others, to draw people to Christ. So as we move forward, closing out this year and going into the new year, I want to encourage people to tap into the gifting that is already placed within you. Oftentimes we're operating in it already, but we don't oh, that's just something I know how to do. Oh, that's just something that I came up with. But pause and recognize that you are a gifted individual. And those
Amen.
Gifts come
Say
from
it.
Christ, and they're for the
Amen.
Building of people. They're for the building of the kingdom. Maybe
Amen.
You operate in administrative. Maybe you have... you speak very well, and you know how to motivate people to live their lives better, ever it may be. Pause, think about it, meditate on it, activate it, and operate in your gifts so that you can enhance the lives of the people that are around you, the people you serve, your family, your friends, and those that are coming to know Christ in the way that you know him.
Wow.
So
you know what, Evangelist Christy, you know, you think you fooling somebody. You that's just a sermon. You preaching a sermon. Your little topics, these are sermons. You don't fool me. I think you just, sometimes I think you just making a comment and stuff. No, you got it all mapped out. It's probably all written out and everything. It's a sermon. That was so organized.
Yeah,
you preached that sermon before.
That's a part of my gift. I get one thought, and then once I start speaking on that one thought, several other thoughts just come to me by way of the
that's
Holy
God.
Spirit to
yep,
share with
that's
others
right.
to motivate them.
Yep.
Look
so
at
that's
this.
A part
yeah.
of what I'm gifted to do.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, this is, oh my goodness, wow. Okay. Now let's see what Chaplain has got for us this morning. Good morning, sir. The floor is yours. Okay, now. It's getting better and better.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 12 and 17 talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And the reason why God gives us the gifts
y'all
of the
know,
Spirit.
Y'all know your scripture, don't you? I tell you.
Yeah, and we gotta tap in on them. So that we can, because the gifts of the Spirit is what God gives us so that we can help each other. I wish I had time. I need to make it up properly.
Here goes another preacher.
We got to be able to help each other. And that's why God gives us. So I'm telling you, I had my hand up. I had my feet up. I said, Lord, I can't wait to get a chance because she was already there. She was already there, 1 Corinthians 12
sure
and 7, when it talks
yes,
about the gifts
was.
Of the Spirit. And with that being said, hey, I ain't nothing I can come on top of that, but to do what I did, and that just give the scripture that validates what she said.
I'm glad I'm before Evangelist Christy Laster. I'm glad I'm come yeah. on before her, because if I had to come after her. Relinquish my spot.
She done shut me down.
I might have to do the weather. I have to do the weather.
Right. I'm hoping I ain't got to do the politics. I'd rather do politics today, y'all.
I can't come. You know, I can't yeah. come behind Evangelist Christy. No way. There's no way.
And that's what I like, how you set me up to do it. Why you pick me to come from behind?
y'all have to listen to the weather twice.
Right. And I know people listening like, yeah, I know that Chaplain, he'd be combative, but not today. Not today.
All right. Okay, thank you, Chaplain. Speaking of weather,
bless you, man.
Let's find out what's going on with the weather. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Good morning. So it is cool outside. It's sunny outside my window, but it's also a bit slick. So guys, be careful as you're out and about today. Today's high will be 39. It will be partly cloudy with a low of 31. Tomorrow we will have a wintry mix with a high of 45 and a low of 30. On Tuesday, we'll have a wintry mix. It'll be a high of 40 and a low of 33. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 43 and a low of 27. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 35 and a low of 25. On Friday, partly cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 28. And on Saturday, New Year's Day, we will have a chance of rain and snow with a high of 40 and a low of 23. And that's the weather.
Great, great. I did speak to a listener last week and said she was pleasantly surprised and enjoyed the round table with the Sunday morning team. She thought it was very entertaining. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. So there are people that are listening to the show. When we are going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to find out from the panel, you know, there's a lot of people think that there are some degrees of sin, you know, like little white lies. The sin of omission, when you don't say something, you know, you know about it, but you don't say anything. You know, some people think that that's okay. So as long as things don't bother them, they're okay with it. You know, if it doesn't bother them personally. But what about when it bothers other people? So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes too. If you would like your company to join the list of companies that are sponsoring this podcast, please call 248-516-8300. And on that note, I did want to welcome Brenda D. Davis, realtor with Century 21 Town and Country, and associate broker. Thank you so much, Brenda Davis, for joining the team. I think she will be listening. If she's not listening now, I'm sure she'll be listening throughout the week. She joined us on the program this morning on the Praise Network. So welcome again, Brenda Davis, Century 21 Town and Country Realty. Her number is 248-909-9711 if you're ready to buy a new house. Okay, if you want to repair your laptop for less, call Optimal IT Solutions at 248-796-2429. After the holidays are over, Michigan Ocean and Colony, a realty and marketing sales company, we're hosting another financial workshop. It's $20, recovering from the holidays, from 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 15th, right here at Michigan Ocean, Northwestern and Evergreen. And we're going to try to get you into some secured credit cards to help rebuild your credit. So, again, Missionary Humphrey normally would be community highlights, but I'll be surprised, too, if she calls in. She told me she was headed out of town, and we hope that she enjoys her Christmas vacation. And, of course, her sponsors are Pascal Tashman and Walker, attorney Cliff Pascal, another super lawyer. We're home of the super lawyers right here on blogtalkradio.com. Here's the number for attorney Cliff Pascal, 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements. It's a leading Detroit neighborhood human service organization, over 140 years in the making. And, you know, the employees, the volunteers, the board of directors, the executive team, all working together to improve the lives of Detroiters, led by Monique Marks, executive, the president and CEO. If you would like to make a tax-deductible donation to Franklin Wright Settlements, the number is 313-579-1000. We are going to open up phone lines, too, this morning and get your input. We're going to be back after this short break so that we can get to our topic this morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is
Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones. From auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services, it's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town & Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything is gonna be alright.
All right, we are back on the Michael Van Tool Show. Missionary Humphrey is on vacation, and hope she's enjoying her holiday vacation, her Christmas holiday. All right, panel, the topic this morning, are there lesser sins? I'm just going to go right to Evangelist Christy Laster on this one. There are some white lies out here, Evangelist. There are, I guess, lies of omission, where you don't say something and you know about it. You know, are we getting away with things when we think of these things as little white lies? And are there any other sins equal? What's your input on that, Evangelist?
Well, Michael, let's just stop lying. No, just kidding. That would be a great start.
That's easy to say.
It is, because the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then the Bible also tells us that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So it is a challenge for many. Except by way of the Holy Spirit, it is a challenge for many to stay on that straight and narrow path and to avoid intentional sins of commission. But one scripture that I was looking at that talks about, because you mentioned, like, is there a larger one, a smaller one? Like, how does it all
yeah,
work?
Because we know murder is bad. You know, murder is bad. Stealing is bad. But you know, are some of those other things, some of the other things bad too? Are, you know, is it different degrees or something? You know, those little white lies, or if you don't say anything about something, you know, maybe some, you know, you got away with something and nobody else knows about it. So, you know, you've committed a crime, but nobody knows, and you're going to, and looks like you're getting away with it.
God knows, and we're not getting away with anything. So Matthew 12 and 31, even though, Michael Ventool, you may not have seen, you know, what I did a year ago, a month ago, this morning or anything like that, but God knows all and he sees all. So Matthew 12:31 says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. So that tells me that that particular sin is different, greater than the other sins. Now, lying, stealing, cheating, all of those things, all of the words that I cannot pronounce, lasciviousness, immoral sin, all of those things is a matter of sin. It's sin, and it is wrong in the eyes of God. But then again, there's some sins as blasphemy against the Holy Ghost that shall not be forgiven in this world and in the world to come.
Chaplain Kathy, yes, and I wanted to see what his viewpoint on this. There are some things, Chaplain, that people try to avoid an issue, go the other way, don't say or warn somebody of pending danger. You know, what are those hurtful things to do? You know, you might be okay with it, but you may be putting somebody else in jeopardy, aren't you?
Well, you are. But here's the thing. That is, and I would say, great response that sister just gave off. But here's the thing. Sin is sin. Is that, to me, that would be like asking, you know, a woman, you see, is either pregnant or she's not pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant.
Right.
You're going to be pregnant. So sin is sin. Now, the Bible says that once we are a child, we reason and act like a child and put all childish things away when we get older. That's including our reasoning. Come on, we know right from wrong. The Bible also says that if you commit one sin, you might as well confess and ask for forgiveness for all of the other sins. There is no such thing as a little white lie. Everybody says that. If you lie, you lie. You lie, you lie. And I think that there's a great minimization when it comes to the sin and its nature. Yeah, we can look and say this, but if I got robbed, because I was hungry, and somebody robbed because they wanted to buy a PlayStation, would those two be different? No. The penalties may be different, but they both were robberies.
So I remember, Chaplain, I remember years ago, you may remember too, when somebody asked President Jimmy Carter, has he committed sin with another woman? And he said, I have. Even if I've looked at another woman, I lusted after her, I've committed sin. And people were like shocked at his answer. But he kind of answered in a biblical fashion you know, even though he might not have admitted to having an affair, just the thought that he lusted after another woman, according to God, that was sin in itself, right?
He had admitted it in
his heart. Cause of it all. You can so shall a man think, so shall he be. In 1 John 5:17, it says that sin is sin. In 1 John 2:21, it says a lie is a lie. Period. So sin is sin, and lie is a lie.
You know, there's another thing too. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, where people try to distance themselves so they can avoid the issue. And you know, it can start off trivial, like, you know, you pulled up someplace and you go up to the store and the store is closed. You already went up there and you tried the door and it's closed. And so, you know, they're going to open a little bit later. They're supposed to open at 9, okay? And the sign on the door says they'll be open at. So you go back, sit in your car, and other people pull up. You're right there, and you just let them go up to the door and pull on it for themselves. That is really something simple, and that's you not saying anything. But where it gets worse is if you know you're driving down the road and you know the bridge is out ahead and you don't warn people about the fact that, you know, this road is going to end up in the river. Now you see how that lack of action becomes worse. And didn't we have somebody back, what's his name, Pontius Pilate?
Yes.
Washed his hands of this trial with this Jesus guy, and look what happened.
It did.
You can, you can distance yourself, and you know, Kimberly, I'm not no Bible scholar, but I think
you're doing well. You're doing well,
Dr. Smith. I think in Matthew verse 27, chapter 27, if I'm not mistaken, around the 24 verse, it does.
You read it.
I'm not sure, but I think it says something about Pilate washed his hands of the affair. And at that point, the whole world changed, didn't it? It allowed Jesus to be executed just because he washed his hands. And guess what? You know what happened to Pontius Pilate? A lot of things happened. I'm not sure about all the details. The Bible scholars on this program, they know all about this. But you know, he had nightmares. The relationship with him and his wife fell apart. He disappeared from the public after that. Some say that he committed suicide, or that they put out an order to execute him, but just because he did not take, and you know, that is so dangerous for people to wash their hands of something like, I don't have nothing to do with this, y'all, you know, but what you've just done is just like in Pontius Pilate's situation. By him washing his hands, it caused something even worse to happen, because there is a point where Pontius Pilate even supposedly made some comments to defend Jesus, at first, I think. And then...
Yeah, you're preaching this morning.
The crowd... No, I'm not trying to preach.
He know what he's talking about. He thinks. He know he know. He know he know.
Let me offer Romans 6:13. Don't offer parts of your body to sin to be used as weapons to do wrong. Present yourselves to God as people who have been brought back to life from the dead, and offer all the parts of your body to God to be used as weapons to do right. Hallelujah. I wish I had a witness. Amen.
Look at this. Look at here.
Somebody better help her.
Come on, Evangelist.
Somebody better help her.
She just stepped right out. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Henrietta, please jump in on this here.
Let prophetess Henrietta get in there, because she's full too, so.
You know, a decision... not to do something is a decision. I have one of my poems in my book says that. It's a decision not to do something. And if you try to step away from it, something is going to happen no matter what you do. So isn't it upon us to do the right thing? Come on, speak, sister.
Can I tap in right quick?
Yes, go right ahead, Dr. Smith.
I've been toiling with the situation, and I've gotten different opinions. Even my mom, she said something last night, and I would never disagree with my mom, but the issue is, it's a relationship issue where you think people really have your back and they prove themselves otherwise.
So
I wind up going back to the Lord saying, okay, Lord, I'm in your area here. I'm doing what you called me to do, but what about me? And you don't get an answer. And then you, just like you said, you're trying to do the right thing. Then he put a heavier mantle on me. He said, I want you to pray for marriage restoration and marriage healing. He said, every marriage that you pray for, I'll heal and restore. Again, what about me?
Right, right. I'm sure you've been asking that question.
And have I gotten an answer? No. And so, yes, it gets rough because I was joking with one of my friends. I said, yeah, I think I might want to go see Samantha or Becky. And my God sister said, big bruh, you step out that door if you want to. And you might see a change. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, the Lord will put you down. And I said, well, you just convinced me.
Right. Sometimes you just have to wait on the Lord. You know, our time is not his time. You know, I ain't trying to preach up in here, but I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, because if you sometimes it's just not the right time, and then later on you realize, wow, if I would have did that back then, I would have just fell flat on my face because you weren't ready for it. I think that's the thing God does mostly. He knows we ain't ready. You know, I would love to have had some stuff earlier in my life. Think I would have been ready for it.
But
you know,
so many different people have given me different ideas, and one person said it best. He said, if you wait, God has already worked out what you asked him to. He's waiting for you now. I'm like, seriously? And you got to help you, little brother. You got to help me because I don't understand.
You know, you're right.
Well,
you know what,
Michael Van Tool, can I add something to that?
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like the story of Daniel. When Daniel had prayed,
no, she didn't.
When Daniel had prayed, and the angel of the Lord was released to go and help Daniel in the situation that he was facing. But the angel, when he got there, he said, I was held up, you know, by the prince of Persia. But when you first prayed the prayer, I heard you when you first prayed the prayer. And so that's what we have to understand when we go before the Lord and we, you know, submit our petitions unto the Lord. He hears us when we first pray it. It's just that process. The enemy doesn't want to get it to you. Maybe you're not ready for it, whatever the case may be. But the Lord heard the prayer when it was prayed, and he released the answer. Y'all know our cliche. Y'all know the cliche we say, delayed but not denied. Can I just use one of the cliches?
Amen.
We have to have that patience because trials work as patience. Patience work as hope. And we have to let patience have its perfect way in us. Let it be perfect in us. So the wonderful thing about what you're – I'm sorry. The wonderful thing about what you're saying is that it's a lesson in the waiting.
Really?
Because he's positioned you to care for others that have what you desire. So if you can put yourself aside, isn't that what this is all about? crucifying the flesh, mortifying the deeds of the flesh, and putting others before ourselves so that they can experience it, and then we receive it. Okay, sorry.
Next time, I'm going to have to add another half hour to this show. I told Bishop Chaplain Kathy that I was going to do that the other day, and I should have done it today. You know what? Somebody told me that when you pray, God, he takes immediate action. He's already putting stuff in motion before you even finish praying. Let me sit down because we only got 5 minutes left.
I want to put a piece on that. Piece on that while the fire is still burning.
A lot of us
know, and let me tell you the truth, a lot of us know why we ain't getting what we asked for. It's because the book of James said it. He said, you have not because you ask in amiss, only to satisfy your own personal gratification. And because you ask in that way, you will never get it. So when we ask in God for something, we need to know, is it appropriate? Is it right? Is it in God's somebody better help me up in here. We need to know if we ask in God for the right thing. Some people know that we ain't even supposed to be driving, but we're begging God for a car. Well, he gonna send you some bus tickets. I wish I had some help in here. You hear me? We don't want the bus ticket. We would rather take the car when we know we shouldn't be driving. So we need to know that we're not getting what we're asking for, because my God is a loving God. He's an all-giving and an all-merciful God. He'll give you everything. So if you ain't getting it from him, then you need to check out how you ask. I wish I had some help up in here. Amen.
Wow.
Yep, he just went on to church real quick.
Wow. Yes, you know, look at that. The next time I do this, I add a few more minutes because we were just getting started. I love this. I might go back and listen to this this week.
You might get a sermon out of that one, huh?
You know what? This was so much impact. Oh, I just love it. And there was some things I didn't even get a chance to talk about. What is it? What happens when those hidden things that nobody hears about, you know, those hidden sins that nobody knows about and only you, like Evangelist Christy said, God sees them. What about those times when you found some money and nobody knew about it? It came from somewhere, and sometimes these things backfire. You know, you find a big wad of money somewhere, a bag full of money, and then a couple weeks later, you find out it was some drug money, and the drug dealers are looking for it, and they don't do like the police. The police do their little investigation. Drug dealers start pulling you apart. So there's some things that, you know, you have to be careful about how you do things. But look, great show this morning. Thank you guys, this is great. We're going to continue to do this. We're going to do the first half of the show, but then we're going to break it down with a spiritual topic after that, and I think that's our listeners love that, and I think that listener the other day told me that it was very interesting and was captivating, and I think today shows the same thing. Thank you all, Sunday morning team.
Let me just end it with this, and I know the topic was sin.
We'll end it with you. Go right ahead.
But let's say this. Sins are forgiven with repentance, right?
Yeah.
So whatever you do right, and you know in your heart that it was wrong, there is a way out of that. So we have to realize that part, too. Because as we try to discover our spiritual side and we read our books of the Bible, we see all this biblical information that will help us through our spiritual journey. Understand that all is forgiven if you repent. So don't think that you're out south because you're not. But it's all about connecting with God and his son, saying, hey, look, I messed up and I'm here for forgiveness. So his sins are forgivable. Let's just remind our listeners of that as well.
Yes, great. Because and that's why we have an opportunity. It's not hopeless. We have an opportunity to turn things around before it's too late. So Thank you, Sunday morning team, Henrietta Ivy, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, Evangelist Christy Lasner Andrews, Chaplain Kathy. Thanks to our devoted caller, Reverend Dr. Bishop Smith. And all of you who are listening online and who have dialed in. Yes, God bless you and Happy New Year. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. God bless you all.
Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year.
Okay, Happy New Year.
God bless.
You've been listening to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be alright. Hold your head up high. Look up to the sky.
People living, people.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world.